This is Gary Thompson, and this is the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Randy, I understand that there's an issue here with Hotel Business Center computer security that I just heard about. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Certainly. It's not really a new issue. It's something that people need to be aware of when they choose to use any public computer. There's a few aspects. There's both security and privacy. The security comes into play because it's not your computer. You don't own it. You don't control what software goes on it. And you don't know how well the computer is managed. In some situations, they're very well managed. In others, someone could actually install any arbitrary software, including malicious software that can record things like usernames and passwords if you happen to use them on that computer, or copy files and things like that. From a privacy issue, a lot of people don't realize that when they're working on office documents or other documents, Windows will often keep a temporary copy of the file on the hard drive. Well, it's supposed to be temporary, but sometimes they don't get deleted. So it may be that the document that you're working on is on the computer long after you've left the hotel or other public computer.
Wow, that's something I hadn't considered before. How would you eliminate the problem? I mean, if you've been working on a computer at the business center, is there a way you can erase the files you've been working on?
Well, if you understand where they're kept, you can erase them. However, someone with advanced tools could probably go in and recover them. The real key is that you don't work on sensitive valuable information on computers that you don't own or that aren't your employer's computer, because there's always a risk otherwise. So, yeah, if you know where to look, the directories that hold temporary files or the directory that the Word document was being worked on, you can probably at least superficially delete them, and that'll prevent any casual browsing. But if someone's very determined, it takes more advanced tools to completely erase remnants that could be recovered.
So the best bet then is to use your own computer in those situations?
Absolutely. I was in New Zealand and decided to check the business center computer. I was actually working with a colleague, a new person at the company, a researcher, and showing him some little tricks just to kind of open his eyes to the magnitude of the problems we face, and decided to look in the temporary files on this computer, and I found a document that actually was quite confidential. I didn't read very much of it at all. I saw about the first paragraph and saw it was dealing with cybersecurity, and it had names I recognized of people who are actually working with the U.S. government at very high levels.
Oh, jeez.
So I deleted it. Later, I figured it was probably a spy drop, and I just messed up an operation.
Well, that's a pretty significant problem. What about USB drives? I mean, I've used a USB drive, plugged that into a hotel business center computer, and figured that I was all my data was safe.
It's quite possible that even using a USB drive, if you're working on certain types of files like Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, that there could be temporary files saved on the hard drive. I'd have to do more testing to see in what situations that may or may not be the case. But it is quite possible that that could happen. If there's spyware of certain types on the computer or other malicious software, it's quite possible to pull the contents of the USB drive off the USB drive and send it to a remote attacker.
Hmm. So it sounds like this is something that system administrators perhaps should be sending out to their corporate users as a warning. We've talked a lot about that in previous shows.
Yeah, I was actually talking to a person that works at Boeing who said that Boeing told their employees, don't use the hotel business center computers or other public computers.
What about a VPN? I mean, does a VPN protect you?
A VPN is pretty handy for some things. For example, if I'm going to use a cyber cafe that allows me to use my own laptop or connect to a wireless network at a hotel, I'll use a VPN, because that way if someone breaks the wireless encryption, all my data traveling through that is encrypted with much stronger protection. So I'm pretty confident in the security of my data. The VPN doesn't protect against working on a document locally on the computer, though. So when I'm at a hotel, if I need to work on something important, then I'll work on it on my laptop. I'll connect to the internet, and it doesn't matter actually whether it's wireless or if it's on the landline. I'm still going to VPN in before I do anything else.
Yeah, I've noticed that there are more and more airports that are providing wireless services, or cities surrounding the airport that are providing free wireless services. And I'm always a little suspect about, especially the free services, as to how secure those are, because you're always, you know, putting yourself in the hands of whatever security that they've managed to put on their system.
Right. Well, you want to turn off file and print sharing, especially for your wireless adapter, but probably anytime you're connected to a public network. That's one step you want to take. Additionally, once you've connected to the wireless network, you want to use a VPN.
Well, that sounds like something that people who travel frequently, which is most of us, should be certainly aware of and thinking about. That's something I had not considered before. We have one question here from Ask ESET, and obviously if people have more questions on this particular subject, they can contact you at...
AskESET@ESET.com.
So James G. asks, I've been hit by the following virus, but not on this PC, vxaudio.exe. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's not really enough information to answer the question, because you can't tell what a virus is by the name of a file in general. There are very, very few exceptions to that, and even then it's possible to create a file name that's identical that isn't infected. So when you want to find out about a particular threat piece of malicious software, it's very important to include information like what makes you think it's a virus or other threat. You know, did you scan it with something? And if you did, what was it that you scanned with? And exactly what did it say? If you can provide a copy of the file, your best bet really for things like that is to contact technical support with your antivirus vendor. But you need to provide them samples, if at all possible, and all the background or supporting information, why it is that you think it's a virus or a threat of some sort, you know, what product or products you might have used that told you something about it. All that information is essential. Just giving the name of a file is generally insignificant in terms of the resources a professional needs to solve the problem.
Terrific. Well, again, we encourage all of our listeners who might have questions to contact Randy at askeset@eset.com for anything you might have that you're not able to get answers from your system administrator, or if you are a system administrator, questions you might have regarding security. Thanks again, Randy, for today's show, and this has been the Malware Report.